92.7.
Many people have done the Cape to Cairo. No one, as far as we know, has ever done it in an elderly Mercedes W123 saloon, let alone a fleet of them. In a few weeks' time, Sander Zangu and his co-drivers will set off for Cairo. They've already racked up 17,000 kilometers and 8 countries as they prep their cars for the trip. Sander says the Luanda trip was a big surprise.
So we expected that we're going to be stopped by the cops and papers, which is part of the trial. We wanted the teams to get used to that rigmarole and being stopped by authorities, asking for whatever. Let me tell you, it is by far the easiest trip we've ever done. The cops were saluting us as we passed control points. And so I felt like Ramaphosa, a day in the life of a president.
He says the condition of Angola's roads has removed any doubts the cars will make it through Africa.
Remember, Angola, the roads are not great, right? We care about potholes here. I mean, they've got craters there. It's craters, right? It's 4x4 country, mostly.
People were amazed when the convoy rolled into Luanda.
I mean, these guys are 40, 45 years old. And people didn't believe that we traveled all the way, even in Angola. With these cars, even at the embassy, couldn't believe it.
The expedition's taking what Sander calls the scenic route via Namibia and Zambia and up to Ethiopia, and then a ferry around war-torn Sudan to Egypt. He hopes the journey to Cairo will show the drivers and the expedition's followers what Africa's soul is all about.
The other big thing for us is to showcase Africa as never seen before. You know, not like Statue of Liberty stuff, Eiffel Tower, but the people, because I think the greatest commodity of Africa is not gold and diamonds. It's really the people. They're just fantastic.
Paul Ash, Hot 102.7 News.
Hot 102.7.